Hi, my name is Stiles Najak. I live in Middletown, New York. I'm interested in talking about recycling. The solutions that people are giving, like pay people more money to recycle bottles and whatever, seems almost un-American to me. It seems to me that we should not manufacture anything that can't be recycled.
Name is Sheila Finan from Accord, New York. I'm calling regarding this morning's broadcast of the panel. Someone said the war upcoming between Iraq and Iran would have to be fought out by people over there, although the rest of his comments were pretty good. That sounded like giving up, throwing up one's hands in despair. I think we ignore too much what we do to people over there. It is not us who are going to pay for it. It is the Iraqis and the Iranians who have already spent decades in crippling sanctions, and we have just wished on them more of that.
Robert, in listening to your, I think it was the roundtable this morning where you were discussing the bombing in Baghdad, one of your guests made a highly insulting comment when he said that all Trump supporters are racist and that all Trump supporters do not like brown and are prejudiced with brown and black people. And much to my chagrin, I mean, everyone just let that go. Just let that go. That is not the way to heal America. That is not the kind of hyperbole and invectitude that we need in America at this time.
My name is Lynn Scradish, and I'm calling from Pittsfield. I just listened to the podcast Friday, January 3rd's roundtable. What an extraordinary show. Thank you.
Hello, this is Joseph Olajak. I was listening to Mary Louise Kelly interviewing the ambassador from Iran to the United Nations, and boy, that guy sounds like a rational human being. Far different from the nutcase we have in the White House.
This is David Schneiderman from Albany. My comment is that the breaking news has just suggested that American intelligence believes that the plane that was shot down with 63 Canadians and many others on board in Iran may have been a result of an erroneous Iranian missile strike, thinking it was perhaps an American invading force. As an American citizen with no standing of other than that, I wish to apologize, offer my deep condolences to the citizens of Canada, to the families of the people who lost their loved ones due to Donald Trump's wag the dog re-election bid.
Hello, this is Ken Kippen in Ashfield, Massachusetts. I just listened with my wife to Alan Chartok's years ago interview with Paul Elijah, and I want to pass along to Alan what a wonderful interview he conducted and what a marvelous man he was conducting it with. We so enjoyed it. Thanks for repeating it.